Moncrief on News Talk.
Figures just released show something of a record in relation to Ireland's deer population. In the 12 months leading to February 2023, 78,000 of them were culled. In the previous year period, only 55,000 were culled. So why this huge increase? Damien Hannigan is a spokesperson for the Irish Deer Commission. Afternoon, Damien.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Was there just more deer to cull? Is it as simple as that? And if so, why?
Yeah, I think, look, it's a staggering number to any of your listeners to think that 78,000 wild deer were culled in Ireland in a 12-month period. You know, I suppose there could be a number of factors at play here. One is that we've seen a significant increase in the number of hunters. So over the last 10 years, we've seen a 45% increase in the number of hunters that are actually culling deer under licence in Ireland each year. So we've approximately 6,500 hunters culling deer in Ireland. The other thing is these hunters, then when we look at the data that we receive, and the data is each hunter is required to make an annual declaration stating the number of deer that they cull, the sex, the location, and so on to the National Parks and Wildlife Service each year. So when we look at that data, we can see that since 2002, the average number of deer culled by each hunter has always been between 6 and 8 deer per season. But that number has actually increased by 20% to 10 deer per season. So that's another factor. But probably the main factor, Sean, that we're looking at is that the COVID-19 and the restrictions that we saw at that time really created the perfect storm for deer numbers to increase in Ireland. That being said, we don't know the population of deer in Ireland. It's unknown. A census has never taken. But what we saw during COVID-19 was obviously restrictions on our movement. So deer, naturally, the population would increase between 25 to 30% each year if they're not managed. So we saw a two-year period within COVID where there was very little or reduced deer culling. The second thing we saw was the collapse of the venison market. So venison, if any of your listeners have been fortunate to eat venison before, it's an amazing, you know, it's an organic, sustainable superfood. And it's one of the byproducts of deer management. And what we saw during COVID, obviously, with restaurants and hotels closed, was a worldwide crash in the venison market. I suppose those factors combined are likely to have led to the increased number of deer that we've seen culled.
Right. Okay. But in 2021 to 2022, there were still 55,000 of them culled.
Yes, and I suppose as we saw the regulations and restrictions around COVID-19, you know, ease gradually over that period of time. Obviously, yeah, there was deer culled during that period. But if we look back, Sean, to pre-COVID times, say, for example, the data 2019 to 2020, even at that period, we had 44,000 deer culled in that year. So even if you take COVID out of it, there's been a significant increase over that period of time.
Yeah. Now, as you say, we don't know how many deer there are in the country. But so is there any way of knowing then if the cull is culling too much now? And everybody, I think, pretty much accepts that a cull is necessary. But is there any way of knowing, you know, what's the sweet spot there?
Yeah, it's a good question. I suppose it is important to sort of say about wild deer. And I think, you know, any discussion around the management of wildlife is always an emotive topic. And we've seen very polarized views from farming, forestry, rewilders, photographers and so on, and hunters in recent years. And, you know, like, deer are an iconic animal. They've been present here in Ireland for over 5,000 years continuously. They're our largest land wild mammal that we have here, you know, so and a very iconic species. If you're fortunate enough to see one in the countryside, it's something that you'll always remember. But in the absence of a natural predator, it does fall on man to manage their numbers at sustainable levels, because deer, while they can have positive impacts in the countryside where their numbers become unsustainable, they will have negative impacts for farming and forestry in terms of overgrazing. So really, I think the habitat that deer exist in, you know, in mountains and forests, it's unlike like a farmer can count the livestock in his field. It's quite difficult to count deer, you know, and it's not necessarily that we need to know the address of every deer in Ireland as such, you know, but I think in terms of, it is of concern that without knowing the population of deer, are we currently culling too many? Do we need to cull more and so on? So from the Irish Deer Commission's point of view, we very much support the management of deer, and it's a core activity of our members. but without knowing or having any dynamics in terms of our populations increasing or decreasing or stable, it's really concerning that we may be culling too many. And the fact of the matter, that number of 78,000 is in realistically significantly higher, because what it doesn't include is a growing number of deer that are killed on our roads. And in Ireland, we also have a significant issue around the illegal killing of deer, known as deer poaching, where deer are often killed illegally, say at night or with the use of dogs and so on. So the actual number is likely to be significantly higher. Equally, we expect the cull to increase even further in the sense that Minister Malcolm Noonan, who is the Minister with responsibility for wild deer in Ireland, recently changed the culling season in Ireland. So the male season now has changed from a four-month season, which would have previously ran from the 1st of September to the end of December. It's now running from the 1st of August to the 30th of April. And the female season has been extended by 1 month. Now, the consequence of that is obviously there's going to be more deer culled, but we're actually probably going to see an increase in the population of deer, because by moving the focus away from female deer, which can breed and produce offspring, to male deer, and where a male deer can breed with multiples of females at any one time, it's likely to actually to be counterproductive and cause an increase in deer numbers.
Oh, gosh. And the hunters who, you know, are officially licensed to do so, do they keep the venison, or what happens to it?
Yeah, so look, we know from data that approximately 80% of the deer culled under license in Ireland, and culling is undertaken under strict regulations. It's not anybody can cull deer. There's a specific firearm has to be licensed by An Garda Síochána. There's a license that must be issued by the National Parks and Wildlife Service to cull deer. And then since 2022, hunters have to have a minimum competency level in terms of culling and managing deer. But in the vast majority of situations, we know approximately 80% of the national cull is consumed here in Ireland by hunters, family and friends and so on. And the remaining 20% then is exported to the UK, where it's processed for supermarkets, restaurants and so on. But as I mentioned earlier, Sean, venison is a really a highly sought after meat. It's a quite an expensive meat, but it's highly sought after by hunters. So it is a kind of a prize or an outcome, I suppose, of deer management, in that the venison is the reward for the hunter as such.
Yeah, because I suppose, yeah, people are texting in saying it'd be nice to see some, you know, reasonably priced venison in the supermarkets in the middle of a cost of living crisis, you know. Worst things happened, you know.
Absolutely. And I think, look, as I mentioned, it's organic and it's sustainable. So I think there's benefits in terms of managing deer numbers, that not alone is there the venison. Obviously, we're helping the environment in terms of damage that may happen to trees and so on, as a result, if where deer numbers are excessive. And that's predominantly in the Wicklow area, which is really the epicentre of deer in Ireland. Now, deer are present in every county in Ireland. And we know from the cull data that 71% of that cull is coming from seven counties, but Wicklow is the predominant area in terms of where the majority of the cull comes from. But it's so it just tells us that Wicklow is kind of unique in terms of the rest of the country in terms of deer.
Yeah, indeed. Damien, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Damien Hannigan there, spokesperson with the Irish Deer Commission.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.